Hello.
Is this Abigail?
Yes, hi. Who's calling, please?
This is Mary Herrick. You called me on Friday, I think.
Okay.
About
Just
Canada
a second,
dating.
please. I'm going to pull it up.
Okay.
You know, I just have so many patients. Which patient did I leave a voicemail about?
Janet Davies, Davies.
Yes, just a second, please. Okay. Okay, so this, I'm speaking with...
This is Mary Herrick.
Mary, you're Joanne's sister-in-law?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I spoke with Joanne. She said she didn't know much about the case, and you would know more. She gave me your number.
So.
Sorry?
Hopefully, I...
Well,
much,
meaning,
much about
so we're trying to, we're applying her for home care services, correct? That's...
Yes.
You,
I think she would be evaluated.
Sorry?
She was evaluated for that.
Okay, so I want to see, did you get started with any of the financial paperwork? Collecting financial documents?
Can you email
what?
Them
Sorry?
To me? Can you email those to me?
You should have gotten a letter or an email from Maximus for the county, what they're requesting. But I can send it over to you. Let me see. Were you in touch with Kaya earlier?
Yeah, it probably went to her house, and I live in Maryland, so
okay.
Harder for me. I don't get up there very often.
Yeah, I see Kaya emailed the financial documents needed on January 19th, and she also emailed them to Joanne.
No, she emailed them to me?
To Joanne.
Oh, okay.
Were you in touch with Kaya, or was...
I haven't been... This was the first I mean, I knew it was going on, but I hadn't been asked for anything.
Okay. I just want to be sure that you don't have to do a reassessment, because it has been some time.
Okay.
So do you mind if we call into Maximus now, just to be sure?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Just a second, please.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Department. My name is Shaquana. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Hi, my name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with an authorized representative of the patient. So it's not the patient isn't on the phone.
Okay, and what is your last name?
Okay, the first initial starts with an N, as in Nancy. I don't provide my last name. I'm not legally obligated to write it.
If you're calling from an agency, we request first and last name. That's our company. Procedure. What agency are you calling from?
Family First Care.
And your phone number?
267-551-7438.
Thank you. Give me about 1 to 2 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and outreach and see if I can proceed. Thank you so much for your patience. In order to proceed, I will need your last name, Ms. Abigail.
How about my last name?
Yes, but she's still on the phone, and it's HIPAA. I'm going to get your first and last name as well because you're authorized, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the applicant's first and last name?
Janet Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S.
Date of birth?
4/20/37.
And the applicant's home address?
24 Levis Avenue in Media, Pennsylvania.
Zip code?
19063.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Mary. Last name Herrick, H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
And you said you're the applicant's sister?
No, I'm actually her daughter.
Daughter? Second.
Mm-hmm.
Please note we will not speak to anyone in regards to the application without the written or verbal permission. Just give me about 1 to 2 minutes to see if I can proceed. I'm sorry about that.
Now, like she's 89, she doesn't even hardly know what's going on.
Much for your patience. Ms. Abigail, I will need your last name. And it doesn't look like neither of you are listed on the case, so I would need to speak with Ms. Janet to proceed.
Yeah, she probably doesn't even know what's going on.
Is Janet there?
No.
Yes, are you power of attorney?
I don't know if we have a power of attorney. My brother does her banking for her, so he might be, but he is really tired of doing stuff for her. Oh, and he's got
I understand. In order for us to proceed, we would have to speak with the applicant to get verbal or written permission because neither of you are listed on the case.
Okay,
yeah,
I can try calling her. Yeah,
so
or you can call her. That would be great.
She just thinks she doesn't need anything, but she does.
Well, if we get verbal consent to speak with you about the case and you are assisting with the application, then we will be able to speak with you and move forward with the application. But if the applicant sits there and tell us or even an enrollment case manager that she's not interested or she doesn't need the assistance, we wouldn't be able to proceed. We would have to have her consent anyway.
Okay.
All right. Are you calling her on three-way, or are you going to give us a call back?
I don't know. We're on a three-way call, so I don't think we can call any more people. So we will be very confused.
I might be able
to. She's even up yet. So
I can try. Her number ends in...
She's going to be very confused. She may not even answer. Go ahead.
Okay, so when the applicant is ready or in a wait, you can give us a call back at the number you called today, or I can provide you with the number that you and your mom can give us a call back at.
I think what we're just trying to decide is the assessment that was done doesn't need to be redone, or have I taken too long to get the financial information or something that was requested?
Yeah.
That's all we want to know.
I wouldn't be able to discuss the case because you two are not listed.
Okay, all right. Well, that's the way everything is. Nothing gets done. Okay,
so let's maybe try to call her. Her number ends in 0251.
No, that's me.
That's you. Okay. Whoops. Okay, fine. So I don't even have her number listed here.
Yeah, it's 610-565-1716.
Okay. Do you want to try calling, or?
I don't know if I can add on my cell phone another call. I haven't tried that.
Or when you're comfortable to give us a call back, even though she's away, it's either whichever you want. Do you want our number just in case you don't add her correctly? Do you want our phone number?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
What's that?
All right, so this number, just in case we do get disconnected, it's
877-550-4227. Okay, well, let me see if I can get her.
Okay.
Are you calling her or me?
Well, we don't make outbound calls. This is an inbound call that she did. I thought you said you were going to try to call her.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, so you want to give me her number and I could try? This is Abigail speaking.
Sure. It's 610-565. 1716.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Jen, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
Okay.
Mom, can you hear me?
Is that you, Mary Kay?
Yeah, it is. I'm on the phone. We're trying to get some help for, like, services for you. And I'm not sure what all that exactly means, whether it's the person
who's... I thought this was another gimmick.
No, it's actually me. I know there's a lot of that. So we just need to know if I can, and I don't even know if I have the information. I might have to try to figure out how to get that from you, but there must be financial information they need from you to see if you qualify. Some kind of financial information. So they just need to be able to talk to me.
You'll have to get that from the bank. I can't give it to you. And
or Bobby, I haven't got a clue, but we can see. But they just need to be able to talk to me, and then I need to be able to see if I can figure out how to do this.
Okay, is the broker still on the phone?
I wouldn't mind another trip to the store.
I know. Well, maybe I can come up Friday. We'll see.
Is the broker still on the line?
What's today? Tuesday? No, Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday. But I think we might have another person on the line, but I'm not sure. Is the Maxim person
here? Yeah, is the broker there? Is the broker still there? I don't hear her. Okay, so let's try calling into her again, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not going to work with too many people on the phone. I'm going to try. Okay, I can't seem to get them on now. I would like for you, maybe you two should try calling because it would be easier with only a three-way call where a lot of people on the phone.
Yeah, that's how
I'm
going to
give you their number.
Possible.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you their number. You call, ask them if you need a reassessment, and ask them exactly which financial documents are needed. I did send you, Maria, the list of the financial documents for approval, but she won't necessarily need all of that. Meaning,
she's
if she has whatever.
Maria.
It's fine, Mom. I know that she means Mary. I don't need it corrected. I'm fine.
I'm sorry. That's my bad. That's my bad.
I don't care. People call me whatever. It's fine.
My first time speaking with you. I didn't have your name marked down here. I have Joanne, and I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. I know you love me.
Okay. But I know sometimes people call for these services and it doesn't sound like it's legit, but we're trying to help you here. You can look us up, your other daughter, and Mary, I'm assuming, knows that we're a real company. We're trying to help you. So either way, I'm going to give you the number to call Maximus, and just like I said, call to see if you need a reassessment and which financial documents the county is requesting.
Okay, and you did you email this or text me, or how did you send
this? I texted it to you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm sending you Maximus's number.
Okay.
So just let me know. If you could call or text me after, just let me know what happens, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, great. Sure, no problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.